from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. As many as 130 of the 173 employees at the Rock Shield plywood plant in Cochrane will be out of work for up to 6 months, the result of that fire that began late Friday afternoon. Company President Tom Scott says the flames appear to have started in a dust collector, but nothing is certain yet. He adds that Rock Shield is looking at mitigation measures, including buying lumber offered by its competitors.
Our focus really is on our people and about how we can hold on to them and they can hold on to the pay their bills, do these things. And there's some mitigation things that the company can do, and we're looking at doing a little bit more. So that's our focus right now.
Scott says the fire was contained to the debarking line, destroying everything associated with it, as well as a bit of the chipper room. The people of Jasper, Alberta learned today that they can return home beginning Friday. The town's 4,100 residents were evacuated last month when a wildfire raced into the community. They, along with more than 20,000 visitors, had to flee ahead of the flames that destroyed one-third of the structures in town. Crews have been working to restore water, electricity, and natural gas supplies. But Jasper's Mayor Richard Ireland says that work is moving faster than expected. The wildfire itself remains out of control north of the town. Let's cool off our local history feature this afternoon with a dip in a public swimming pool built in 1938 on the western edge of Schumacher. Of course, as museum director curator Karen Bachman narrates, we mean the Lions Club outdoor pool.
Eventually that would have a cover put on it. And a lot of people still remember going to that pool. I certainly do, and it was really a lot of fun.
Next week, the crown jewel of rec facilities in Timmins.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.